This is the place to play with the most powerful principles of manifestation in the quantum field on a daily basis. This is Sanctuary of She, Soul, Human, Energy. And I'm your host, Katie Blair. We're a podcast, an app, and a community where women meet the version of themselves they came here to be and build the lives they came here to live. Welcome to this moment. Welcome to your sanctuary. Hello, and welcome to the first podcast of 2024. I don't know if it's the Capricorn in me. I don't know if it's the type A part of me. I don't know what part of me it is, but I'm sure you resonate with this too. I freaking love that this new year starts on a Monday, right? Not just because we get to start the new year with a podcast on January 1st, but just something about that feels right. I feel like every new year should start on a Monday. So I'm loving this. And today, this episode, the meaning behind this episode is really meant to give you something to think about, not just for your New Year's resolution right here, right now, but also for really setting you up for success for this whole year when it comes to a very specific part of really calling in all you've been seeking and doing it in a way that is going to keep the nervous system settled. Because I have been doing this work now for many years. I've worked with so many people. I've seen so many different things. And one of the number one things that I watch over and over again is wanting something, right? Having that valid dream that really drives us, that really moves us, that really makes us have that open heart, have that giddy excitement for life, have that ability to trust in the unknown. Because if we can create something that feels as beautiful as this dream in our mind, then wow, not only is it all of this worth it, but it gives us something worth working hard for, worth being in the present moment for, worth really enjoying the journey to. And to me, that's one of the most beautiful, important parts of life itself. So when it comes to that, the thing that I witness over and over and over again is when people are kind of like, okay, this is what I want, but then really kind of trying to take action or moving in ways that aren't in alignment with the nervous system and tricking themselves into thinking that they're not doing it right. So let me explain deeper. This conversation is inspired by multiple conversations that I've been having with girlfriends lately. And I was like, this is it. And sometimes when we really want to get our head around a concept, it's so much easier to look at it through a different lens. Because when we can see it somewhere else outside of what we've been so wrapped up in, we see it so clearly. So multiple of some of my best friends lately have been, after years of kind of going through these, I don't know if toxic is the right word, but very unhealthy partnerships in dating life. Because what would typically happen for them for years is kind of what we see in the movies, right? You meet someone, you're like, oh my gosh, head over heels, this is the one. And then something happens and it burns out, or the games are played and you're back to where you started and you're like, what the hell? And multiple of my friends I've been talking to lately have actually met people who they're like, wait a minute, I really think I've found what I've been looking for, but I don't know how to feel about it because it feels completely different than what I've been chasing, aka I feel comfortable. I can completely be myself. There's no games. There's, like, of course there's passion and there's excitement, but it's a very grounded version of it. And it almost has kind of gotten them in their head of kind of being like, okay, is this right? Is this what I should be doing? Or like, what is going on? Isn't it supposed to be this fireworks, crazy movie scene, you're the one explosion? And if it's not that, if it's just easy, or maybe not easy, but it just flows, and I actually leave the situations feeling more myself, more grounded, more sturdy, is it right? Because what they're kind of conveying is that they're battling this piece where it also feels like it's potentially a little boring, right? And not that it's actually boring, but their nervous system is settled. They're not getting those huge spikes of oxytocin, those huge spikes of dopamine. And so it can feel like, okay, wait, this isn't the roller coaster that I've been on, but actually this is what I've been seeking on the other side of the roller coaster. And it's that way just right off the bat. So is this it? And it's taking them some big adjusting to kind of retrain themselves of, oh my gosh, what is it that I've been chasing? I've literally been chasing that roller coaster of emotions because that's how I thought it should feel. I thought it should be this huge, big explosion. When in reality, the sturdiness, the groundedness, the steadiness, the truth, the purity, the sustainable partnership that I've actually been seeking, when I find that in a match, it just feels like home. And at the end of the day, something that feels like home is something that's going to last you a lifelong partnership. That's something you actually want to be investing your time and energy into, because it's something that you can actually trust. It's something that your body can actually trust. And so, yeah, it's less exciting than this huge roller coaster, but we all get to this point in our life when we want something real. We want something that when we're putting our time and energy and excitement into it, it's actually paying off in the long run, not just something that in a couple months' time we're going to be starting over again and feeling like we've forgotten what love is, or is love even real? And in today's world, in the dating scene especially, I haven't been in it in quite a few years, but this is something that we thrive on. It's something like, it's, you know, these huge explosions, and then on the other side of that, the actual match when both nervous systems are settled isn't there. And the games come in, and, you know, we're operating from this place that really isn't ourselves to chase these big hits of happiness, when in reality, if we really get clear, what is it that you're seeking? And like I said, not to say that when these matches happen, there isn't all of these sparks flying. There is. But if you pay attention, and you can even like feel it in your body when I'm saying it right now, I'm sure, they're going to be coming from a very different place in your body, right? The ones that you're seeking in regards to creating this relationship, okay? Maybe you're like me and you're like, okay, I'm not looking for a partnership right now. Maybe you're listening to this and you're like, oh yes, I'm experiencing this. Maybe you're listening to this and you're like, oh my gosh, okay, this is potentially what's going wrong. Wherever you're at, doesn't matter. Think about this as a metaphor for what it is. When we are seeking the thrill, the excitement, the fireworks, the movie scene, because we think that's what it should be, because we've been taught that that's what it should be, then it's coming from more of the head, right? It's coming from the thoughts. It's coming from the, okay, how should it be? How should it feel? This is it. It's coming from the external. It's coming from the thoughts, because it's looking at the external picture and creating a story around it that says, oh yes, this could be it. It's all the mind. It's all the mind based on a very quick analysis of a situation that from the outside looks like it could be something that fits into the story you've been wanting to create. And so we kind of place these labels on these things that we love, and we place these expectations on these things that we love. And we, you know, it's the classic, like, in your mind, get married, have a family, grow old, and become grandparents with the person that was standing in line in front of you in the grocery store, right? Or the person that you see from across the restaurant, because we're using our mind in the situation to really see. And then we go in and we think it's going to be that, and then it's not that, and then it fades away. What we are actually seeking in this partnership is something that's coming from the root, something that's coming from the heart. And when we are thinking with our body, when we're letting our body guide us, we're not just paying attention to what the outside of the situation looks like. We're actually paying attention to how our nervous system feels, or paying attention to how our heart feels, or paying attention to the levels in which we feel grounded, the levels in which we feel healthy, the levels in which we feel seen and that we can truly see, the levels at which we feel heard and can truly be heard. And it's going to create a very different type of firework. And sometimes it's a mixture of the two, right? Like, I definitely had pieces of both when I met Tom. And sometimes it takes meeting someone to realize the pattern that you've been in, because you see the depth once you get to know the inside versus just the outside. And when we find these people, or when we start attracting more of these types of relationships into our life, and mind you, like, this could be romantic, yes. This could also be friends that you've been seeking, like new solid girlfriends that you've been seeking. This could be even deeper relationships with family members if you take it to a very deep level. This could be a different type of, say, you're really just not thriving at your work anymore, and something that you're really wanting is a deeper connection with your coworkers or your colleagues or your clients, right? Who is it that you're calling in? Are you going for that star-studded explosion movie scene, using only your mind to create an expectation of what it should be, and then being disappointed over and over and over again? Or are you really leading with the root and the heart, and truly watching and witnessing yourself as you're moving through these situations for how it makes you feel? Because the sparks that are coming from that place are always honoring our internal being first. Instead of continuing to say, I'm going to leave myself and my body to jump into this situation to see if it's everything I've dreamed of. Instead of doing that over and over and over again and burning out and being frustrated with the universe and being frustrated with everything, instead, it's holding yourself first no matter what, and becoming so grounded in yourself that you say, absolutely anything that happens from here, I'm going to be okay because I've got me and I'm not leaving me, right? Any classic breakup song we hear, any classic, like, jump from an unhealthy environment into a healthy environment, this is the common thread. It's when the people realize, I'm not going to leave me again, right? Like that Kelsey Ballerini song, Leave Me Again. I freaking love it. It's so good. Because this is what it is. It's moving into the unknown, holding yourself first, and saying anything past here, anything from here is a bonus, because I am going to witness myself, my nervous system, my heart, my root, my ability to relax, my ability to fully trust, my ability to fully open, because I've got me first. So when we're thinking about this in terms of shifting our energy into this brand new, fresh year, 2024, where there are endless possibilities in front of you, and there are dreams and visions and goals that you've been holding for a long time, and some were accomplished in 2023, and congratulations to that. Some you've been waiting for 2024 to truly say them out loud, and some you've been holding for a very, very, very long time, but it's never been the right situation to really trust yourself or to really move in the direction of seeing them through. So where I want to bring this whole idea is into what it is that you desire for this year. What is it that you want for this year? And in the process of really being in that, really looking at, okay, how can this relate to these goals? Where in these goals have I been going for that firework, crazy movie scene, the huge dopamine hit, the huge oxytocin hit, whatever it may be, the huge thing, only to be feeling let down by over and over and over again, having shaken my nervous system, having very ungrounded emotions and energetic waves, where you've almost got to wait for the last funky period to pass before you build up the confidence to go again, and then you go for this thing again, and then it's not there, and then you're burned out again, and then your trust is lacking, and your faith is lacking, and your ability to show up for yourself is lacking, and you go through this vicious cycle over and over and over again. When you see it through the lens of relationships, maybe suddenly this makes sense. What do you need to shift within the goals that you are setting for this year that allow them to come from your heart and your root? What do you need to shift between the relationship that you have with them so that your nervous system stays settled, so that you stay grounded, so that it's an approach of sustainability that you can trust, right? Kind of going into the episode right before this, Stop Trying So Hard, I highly recommend listening to them together. What is it that's been missing? Because when it comes to these goals, we do the same thing. We're like, oh, when I get there, when it all falls into place, it's going to be this epic, beautiful, amazing thing. I'm going to wake up and I'm going to be so excited, and I'm going to run and look in the mirror and be like, yes, we did it. And I'm going to be so stoked. Okay. Potentially in your life, there's been a couple things like that that have happened, right? But overall, most goals that we set, on the day we reach them, we don't even notice it, or we don't even realize it, because our eyes are already set on the next goal. Or we have a 2-minute little party for ourselves, and then it's on to the next goal. Because this is how we operate. Because these things typically don't happen overnight. These things typically happen in micro shifts, where we're going, where we desire to go. So what we have to do is disattach from those thoughts in our head of, oh my God, I'm going to wake up and it's going to be like, oh my God, I'm here. Like the most insane thing, the fireworks, the dopamine, the movie scene worthy, right? And this is the problem about social media, is because most people are posting these types of achievements with their goals without you seeing and realizing all the micro shifts that led along the way. But that's not the real part. Those goals didn't happen because they were reaching for the movie scene moment. Those goals happened because at some point or another along the line, they decided to stop leaving themselves, their values, their alignment, their truth, their pureness, their clarity, their vision, their unique way of doing things, because they're uniquely them. They decided to stop leaving that in the name of thinking they had to for the movie moment. And when I say movie moment, it's like that scene that gives you that big feeling, right? So how do we play with this? We realize that at some point they realized they had to stop leaving themselves there. And instead, they started moving and operating step by step from a place that held themselves first. They broke up with all the pieces of their goals and their visions that they realized were connected to the thoughts and the external attachment to what that might feel like, and instead started metaphorically dating their goals in a completely different way, from a completely different place. And if we want to zoom out to more of a quantum piece of this conversation, this, what we've been talking about, is literally the micro conversation of the macro quantum philosophies that we talk about all the time. Exactly what we're talking about is the reason why we hear about so many people reaching these huge goals, like, right? Coming into millions of dollars, or buying that huge mansion, or getting that nice new car, and they've never felt more empty. They've never felt more lonely. They've never felt more disappointed. It's that checkbox of things that we spent years checking off under the guise of, we'll be happy when this is complete. And then we get there and we're still as lost as ever, as confused as ever. It's because this is not it. We don't wait for X, Y, and Z to happen, and then we tap into the emotions that we've been seeking the whole time. Love, freedom, trust, abundance, success, joy, happiness, groundedness. No. We've got to feel it now to collapse the time around it. And then it comes to us. We move first. Then the universe follows. And we do this. And then in these moments with these goals, we don't even realize, and often because it's an unconscious thing we do, right? It's one of those ingrained things that we've been taught our whole lives. Like, we don't even think about brushing our teeth, but we just do it. It's one of these things. It's so ingrained in us, we don't even realize that we do it. We're like, okay, I move first. I tap into these emotions in the present moment now. I am here. I'm acting as if I'm doing all the things. But then we create a goal and we don't even realize that what our body is actually doing is trying to create a different version of ourselves, aka leaving ourselves, to have the movie moment for the huge hit of dopamine. And then you get it and you're like, wait, this is empty. This doesn't feel good. How many movies have we seen where this is the exact scene, right? I think I've mentioned the kids' movie Soul in a recent episode, but like, this is a perfect example of this. He wants to be this jazz blues pianist. I'm pretty sure he plays the piano in it. And then he gets this dream gig with like the biggest jazz singer, and he's there and he's like, oh my gosh, it's so much fun. He's playing the music. And then right after the show ends, everyone goes home and he's still at home alone. And he's like, wait, this is no different. And he finally realizes the joy of the whole thing was his love for the music and how he gets lost in it. And everything he's ever wanted happens not when he's on stage with the biggest singer, but when he's just playing the music. And he starts going into all these visions about all the little things he loves, like the taste of pizza and the way the birds are flying and his friends and the way that the hairdresser smiles at him, like all these little things, right? This is it. So what do you want to bring into your New Year's resolution this year? When you're thinking about not just January, but the year as a whole, and how do you want to bring this concept into it? How do you want to break up with all the unhealthy, potentially toxic ways that you've been battling your nervous system in the name of trying to get something that you think you should because everyone looks so happy who has it? Just let all that go and instead really ask yourself, what are the feelings that you want underneath it? Do you want to feel peace? Do you want to feel sustained? Do you want to feel healthy? Do you want to feel regulated? Do you want to feel like you can fully trust? Do you want to feel like excited, right? Like, this doesn't exclude the big emotions in any way, shape, or form at all. It doesn't exclude them. It adds to them so that they're real. So that putting in the effort and the energy and the time is paying off in the long run. Don't go for the dopamine hit. Go for today. What makes you feel good? What makes you feel aligned? What makes you feel and know that you can trust in the work that you're putting in? Because it's coming from an internal deep place of your root and of your heart, where no matter what, it's a win. Not because it's this huge, glitzy, glammy, beautiful vision. Who knows? Maybe that'll happen. That would be fun. But the people who that happens to that are truly happy about it are the ones where it happens because they made this shift a while back. Other than that, it's happening because they're trying to create it with clenched fists and white knuckles so bad, and trying to create the image of it so strongly that it's like taking everything in them. And then it's like, at the end of the day, when they're by themselves, they're like, wait a minute. Oh, do I really like this? Like, this doesn't feel good. That's not what we're going for here. That's not what we're going here. We are going for truly starting to cultivate relationships with our romantic partners, with our friends, with our colleagues, with our clients, with our family, and with our goals that are something that feel like home, something that make you the youest you, something that allow you to relax, something that allow you to lean back in a way that keeps moving everything forward. Because whatever happens from here is just overflow. You've figured out how to create a relationship with these things where you tap into all those emotions we just talked about right now. That is the secret to the human experience. Hands down, absolutely. And the last point that I want to make is the fact that there's a fine line between, okay, taking this concept, reconstructing our idea around what it means to really see things through this year, but not getting confused with allowing this to make us complacent, right? I'm not saying lean back to the point where you never have to move through fear, you never have to move through doubt, you never have to jump or take a risk or get into uncomfortable points. That's part of it too. The podcast episode right before this touches on that. So like I said, the two of them together are gold. So don't get confused with that fine line. Listen to that episode right before this as well. But when we know that, when we've got that down, then we come into this piece. We are in it for the long run. We're not in it for the short bursts of excitement, the movie moment that feels empty inside, actually. We're here for the long run to create the most epic human experience possible. For not just this year, but the next decade, the next 5 decades, through all the phases of life. Because when we get this down, the movie moments come and they will happen, but it will actually feel like what we watch in the movies. Don't fool yourself and stop slowing yourself down and burning yourself out trying to make it something else. You get to do this, you get to find your alignment, you get to click in. If you want to go deeper into this alignment piece, Trajectory 2.0 lives in the Sanctuary of She community, where it's a 90-minute masterclass building on the first Trajectory 90-minute masterclass. They are gold together, and they really lay out a very clear path of how to put this into action. And of course, if you want to really do this daily, weekly, monthly work with us, Sanctuary of She community takes all of these philosophies that we talk about in every single episode and grounds it in to every day, every week, every month work that is fun, doable, simple, so that you're tapping into it without needing to keep all of this at the forefront of your conscious mind every day. Life is busy. Life is noisy. Set yourself up for success. Be in a structured container that holds this for you. So all you got to do is show up once a week and allow it to all work with you. Sit with your resolutions. Bring this into it. DM me if you have any questions. I'm so excited for this year with you. I cannot wait. We're going to crush it. Here we go. 2024. Let's do it. I'll see you next week.